Everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. Before we hop into the episode, if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never heard of it before. So it would mean the absolute world to me to help us grow. Right. Happy Monday, everyone. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, a little bit of a break from the little, you know, informational, scientific episodes I've been getting into, a little bit more lighthearted episode. And that's just going to be everything I've done wrong. And that is a lot. But, you know, I'm going to tell you what I've done wrong so that you don't have to. So basically, if you're a beginner in the gym, in the fitness world, in the health space, in the personal development space, I'm going to share with you all of the little mistakes and things that I wish I would have known in the beginning, everything that I did wrong, that if I would have known from the beginning, it would have saved me a lot of time. So I'm here to make my mistakes for you so you don't have to do them. But as always, if you guys are new here, this podcast is called the Lifted Podcast. So in the beginning of every episode, I share something that lifted me the last week, whether it be a piece of scripture, something going on in my life, something that happened in the gym, something that's just going on that just bettered me in the last week and experience, anything like that. I'm gonna be like so real with you guys. This last week has been kind of hard to think of a lift. Like I was sitting here just trying to think of one, and I kind of that sounds bad because I really am grateful for everything, but just like a little insight on my life is I'm going through a little issue right now with my body and balancing either like my hormones or my thyroid or something's going on. I'm going to get blood work on the day that this is going up actually. So hopefully I can get something back that's like clear results, like, hey, like your T3 is low or something like that for my thyroid or something that I can just do naturally, or like my hormones are in balance. But basically like what's happening is I'm just like exhausted. Like my workouts are just killing me. Like normally after you lift, like, yeah, you're going to be tired from the workout, but I don't even know how to explain, like it energizes you for the rest of the day. I'm just getting like wiped out, exhausted. I'm tired when I wake up. I'm tired by like 8 o'clock and I'm just tired, as well as I'm just really like irritable right now. Like my poor boyfriend, bless his heart, that would be my lift of the week is him, because he's putting up with me and that's a saint right now, because I've been so like sensitive to everything. Like I think he's seen me cry like 3 times this week, like over minor things. So, well, one of them I was just crying about like the whole situation, but so that's not that minor. But yeah, it's just I'm gaining weight and I just feel like super duper inflamed, and I'm eating a lower calorie amount than I was when I was losing weight about like 3 months ago. So it's just been really, really frustrating for me as someone in the fitness space to kind of go through that, because now it kind of makes me feel like a fraud in this space. Like, oh, if I can't even manage my own health right now, like what am I doing here trying to help others, like preaching this lifestyle and something's going wrong for me. And then I don't know, it's just making me feel like really bad and really just like definitely not helping any sort of imposter syndrome I might have here, but we're making progress to get it sorted out. So I'm sure I will keep you guys updated on my other socials. You can always follow those. They're in the show notes below. But yeah, I've been pretty active on like TikTok about it, not so much Instagram, just because there's a lot more like family and stuff on Instagram that they don't really need to text people in my family and let them know that I'm having issues. But yeah, my TikTok's pretty much an open space where I rant all the time. So if you ever want to check that out, it's in the show notes. But yeah, my lift of the week was definitely my boyfriend for really helping. Like he's been so good. He's been researching like everything. Like he thinks I have small intestine bacteria overgrowth, like SIBO in my gut. So we're doing this cleanse thing together and it's just, he's been so good. So that is my lift of the week. All right. Well, that kind of wraps into the first thing that I've done wrong that hopefully you don't make the same mistake. And that is if you are in the start of your weight loss journey, or if you're like still in the beginning or you haven't started yet, but like you want to in the future or something like that, just keep this in mind. The things you're doing to lose weight rapidly will come back around and will cause you to have to take a step backwards. And that is what I'm going through right now, because when I first lost all the weight, I did it wrong. I've said this multiple times on here, but I was eating like 1,000 to 1,200 calories, walking a ton, running, jump roping, all of that stuff. Just eat the lowest calorie foods possible. So all the sugar-free syrups and stuff like that to put in my coffee, and then diet sodas because like the carbonation would keep me full, and just protein bars and just low calorie snack alternatives and all that stuff. Just trying to keep my calories as low as possible. And what ended up happening with the one not eating enough is that my metabolism adapted to that. So I wasn't able to just eat like a normal person and not gain weight. My metabolism kind of shut down with that. So it's taken me up until pretty much recently to kind of get that fixed. But now I'm having that whole issue, but it was fixed like 3 months ago. I was eating enough, but I'd been in the gym for like 2 years. So it took a good 2 years to bring it back up to a point of eating like a normal gym girl diet. But yeah. And then when it comes to all of the crap that they're putting in that artificial food, my gut health is screwed. So if you're getting stomach aches after you eat, if you're just getting random stomach aches, bloating, gas, anything like that, your gut health is probably not the best. And the gut is so important in how you feel every single day. A lot of people don't know this, but your stomach, they call your gut is basically the second brain. It affects your brain and just affects your moods. It affects your whole body, like whether you're bloating, whether you're inflamed, whether like your bathroom, all that stuff. So definitely prioritize eating whole foods. Take weight loss the long way. I know it sucks, but when you get there, you're not going to have to backpedal, because the weight has been off of me for over 3 years now, and I'm still facing the effects of what I did to lose weight. Another thing is training too much. Your body needs rest. We are not machines. Your body will actually do more for you if you give it more rest. So if you're not sleeping like 8 to 10 hours a night, you should not be training hard more than 5 days a week, especially women. I mean, if you are getting 8 hours of sleep, you can probably push 6 days of training, but I still recommend like for women, like a 4 or 5 day resistance split. You can do active rest days, but there's no reason to put that much stress on your body that often, because your body will actually respond more to more rest. So learned that the hard way, overexhausting yourself. Same with like the way that your body's gonna adapt to lower calories. It's gonna adapt to that overexhaustion, and you're just not gonna feel good. And you're going to be in survival mode, where your lifts or whatever you're doing high intensity wise are not going to be as effective. This one is huge, but if you follow an influencer who has a physique that you want, following their workouts will not make you look like them. Just throwing that out there. You can follow their exact diet and you can follow their exact workout routines, but genetics are such a massive role in lifting, in your physique, in bodybuilding, in strength training, in running, in modeling, and literally anything. Just your entire body composition is so based around your genetics. You're going to have different muscle inserts. You're going to have different dominant muscles. You're going to have a different width. Like some of these Instagram people that I follow, they have that nice like hourglass with a small waist and they have big lats and it just looks really good, but I have a wider rib cage. So even if I followed their back workout, I wouldn't just magically look like them because I don't have their waist. Do a lot of them have really great workouts? Yes. Am I saying you shouldn't follow them? No. But don't come out of it thinking that you're going to look exactly like them because of the workouts that they're posting or because of the foods that they're eating. Do your own research. See what works for your body, because a lot of the times, especially diet-wise, if you go to eat exactly what someone else is eating, it's probably not going to work for you because, again, genetics are such a huge role. Different things work for different people. Trial and error is going to be huge with nutrition. see what works for you. Obviously, there are some foundational rules with nutrition, you know, like focus on protein and whole foods and stuff like that. But some people go keto because that's what they can stick with. Some people feel absolutely horrible on keto. Some people do low fat. Some people do high fat. Like, there are so many different things out there. And like, I will always preach that like the best diet is the one that you can actually stick with. And if you feel good, rock it. The next thing off the topic of the gym now, the next thing is that I have many times in my life taken the route viewed better by society, regardless of which one I really wanted. And a big example of this for me is my college choice. So I'm in Florida, so I have 100% Bright Futures, which is scholarship wise. And so that pays for my tuition, but I got accepted into a smaller state college that was going to offer me like a couple grand per semester. And then also my tuition was paid for. So I would have just pocketed the rest of that money. But I also got into the University of Florida, which is obviously a much more prestigious school. Like, we got voted number one public university in the nation. So that just got so caught up in my head of like, I don't even care about college that much. Fun fact, I'm not finishing my degree. Yay. Sorry to anyone who's listening to this that thinks otherwise, but nope, not finishing that. I actually have some really big news for you guys coming up within the next couple months, but that's a different topic for another time. But yeah, I really wish I would have taken the route that made more sense to me instead of being like, oh, well, at least now I can tell people I went to the University of Florida, like I went to the UF, go Gators, you know. But yeah, so if something makes sense to you, it doesn't have to be exactly what's right. So don't just go with the option that society views as better. And similar to that, don't just go with what everyone says in a direction of like what to do, what to follow. Do your own research on things. If everyone in your family has the same religious or political views, that doesn't mean you have to. You can break away, do your own research. Stop being afraid to have your own opinions. It is okay to disagree with people. It's okay to disagree with people you're close to. It really, really is. If I've gone down an absolutely insane rabbit hole of conspiracy theory stuff and all that, great stuff. No, not conspiracy theories, like Bigfoot conspiracy theories, like why are they putting poison in our food type of theories that are not even theories anymore. Fun fact, there's poison in the food that you're eating. So anyways, but that's a tangent for another time as well. Sorry, I'm just not stopped talking this episode. I hope you guys were in the mood to listen to me yap for already 13 minutes in. The next thing is that I was so bad at only praying or talking to God when I needed something. And like, I know that's a very common thing, but it's just when God gives you what you've been asking for, don't stop praying. Like, imagine, like, I just want you to picture that you have a friend that only texts you when they want a favor from you, and then you do it, and then they just don't say thank you, they don't show you gratitude, they don't really show any care towards you, and then maybe another year goes by and then they text you again like, hey, like I really need this, like please. And then you do it, and then, yeah, how long until you just stop? Because like, what? Like, that's ugh. Anyways, I wouldn't keep that friend. So just think about that next time you do that to God. All right, the next thing is really, really cliche, but like, this is just a quote that like stuck with me one day, and I'm just like still obsessed with it. And that is thinking that like, just because someone else is like successful or like really pretty or something like that, like that will never take away, like there is enough to go around, there's enough beauty to go around, there's enough success to go around, there's enough money to go around, all of that stuff. Like, the selfish like scarcity mindset is so toxic. You see it a lot with like businesses of like the competitiveness, and they need to take away from other businesses. But like, there is honestly enough success to go around for everybody. Like, there is no scarcity in this world of like, especially like social media wise, just be like, someone can follow you and follow someone else too. Like, there is more than enough to go around. When it comes to beauty or looks, just because someone looks a certain way and they get a lot of attention for that, doesn't mean you're not attractive either. This is where that saying comes in, but that, like, sunsets are beautiful, flowers are beautiful, but they look absolutely nothing alike. Some people love sunsets, some people love flowers. Both are beautiful just in different ways. And I know that's so cliche, but I really do like it because I definitely go down a hole of comparing myself to other people sometime. Again, a lot in this industry is based on your physique and stuff like that. And I'm not always the happiest with my physique because, like, you know, I'm over here comparing my chapter 3 to someone else's chapter like 37 because I've been lifting for like 2 years. And then I'm looking at these people who've been lifting for like 7. I'm like, why don't I look like that? Oh, I know, because 1, different genetics. 2, they've got 5 years on me. 3, you shouldn't even be comparing yourself in the first place. Like, maybe they looked better than me after 2 years too, but oh well. Like, there's literally nothing I can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't just transform into someone else. Being jealous of someone doesn't really change the situation. This isn't really a mistake. It's more of just like something I wish I would have known about sooner, but there are so many apps out there to get your money back on things. Let me tell you a couple. There's one called Shopkick, and you can walk into stores and literally just scan the barcode of things. You get points. Those points add up to get gift cards. There's an app called Upside. You just log where you got gas, and it gets you cash back per gallon. So sometimes it can literally be up to like 14 cents per gallon every single time you're getting gas. Like, you're just getting that back. There's an app called Fetch, where you scan receipts. This is not sponsored, by the way. Like, I don't have any sort of like advertisements going on this podcast yet. So just know this is like real. There's an app called Fetch, and you scan your receipts and you get points for the receipts. And then sometimes there are things on receipts that get you extra points. So there's just so many. There's things called Receipt Jar, Receipt Pal, Swagbucks. There's so many different apps out there. You can download all of them and scan the same receipts, and you're going to get points on all of them. Are you going to get like $20? No, like, they add up. So a fun little financial hack there for you guys. Like, my boyfriend was a lot better at going in and scanning and stuff than me. He got a $75 gift card already from going in and scanning stuff, like, not even really buying anything. Yeah, so I highly recommend these different apps, getting money back. I've gotten gas 3 or 4 times with Upside. I already have like $15 back. So yeah, highly recommend. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode right here. There's a million more things that I've learned, a million more mistakes I've made. So this probably will not be a one episode type of thing. So you know, stay tuned. It won't be back to back, but somewhere down the road, I'm sure I'll share some more things that I did wrong, because I'm probably going to continue to do more things wrong too, because it's kind of just the way life goes. But if I helped anyone out there, it's worth it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said in the beginning, make sure you give this podcast a positive rating and review. It really does mean the absolute world to me. Do something this week that lifts you or someone else up, and I will catch you guys next week.